When you've got a pile of veggies that need peeling, you need a tool you can trust. KNKX's Dick Stein was worried that his old school peeler might be outmoded, so he was willing to risk almost $2 to try a different design. He and our food commentator Nancy Leeson compare peelers on Food for Thought.
So Nancy, straight or why?
Straight or why? What?
Vegetable peeler. You like the kind with just the straight blade that swivels, or those ones that everyone says are so great, the Y-shaped vegetable peelers?
You know, Stein, the jury is still out, but I would have to say straight. You?
Well, I always used a straight one. I have my OXO straight swivel blade vegetable peeler. Peel a carrot sort of like whittling a stick, sitting on the rocker out there in front of the general store. But I've been reading for years, way to go is the Y peeler. They're infinitely better. So I thought I would just give it a comparison test. Got a cheap job. It was like $1.97, and peeled a bunch of potatoes with it this weekend. And I still don't know. It does feel sharper than my old OXO. But on the other hand, the OXO's got a stainless blade, and I've had it 5 or 10 years.
Right. So the operative word there is my old. And by OXO, we mean that OXO Good Grips. I've been using one with that nice, sturdy black handle that's kind of soft, I like it. But I went out this weekend and bought several new peelers just to see, are they really better? And I bought one of those combination Chefin. It has a straight, serrated, and julienne blade. So it's 3-in-1. They nest together. And the cool thing is the julienne blade. It doesn't slice, it doesn't dice, but it does make julienne vegetables.
Well, what? You just draw this thing across a vegetable and it cuts julienne slices?
That's exactly right. When Mac made coleslaw the other night, it was perfect. I did an apple and carrot right into there.
Okay, so you tried both kinds of peelers now. So next time you got to peel something, what you going to grab?
Well, I think I need to do a little more practice, but I have to tell you something. That the Y-ish Chefin that I got?
C-H-E-F apostrophe N, as in, let's do some Chefin.
That's a Seattle company, by the way. They've been around for over 30 years. Takes the zest right off an orange or a lemon without having any pith in it. So I think I would totally use it for that. And when I was at my local houseware store, they had a peeler. Some German designed. It's called a G-E-F-U.
Excuse me?
Gefu. German design, made in China. I paid $14 for it, but only because they had a carrot up front, and I was able to use it. It's like this gorgeous design. And that's the thing about peelers, I've decided. Whatever feels the best in your hand is probably the best peeler for you.
Unless you're spending hours a day peeling vegetables, is it really worth $14?
Stein, $14 is like what, 2 or 3 lattes? What's $14 for something that, and this is real solid, that looks like it's going to last me?
Okay, fine. But answer me this, why don't you? How is it that all prices are described in multiples of lattes? How did that happen? But I'll tell you what, next time you go to one of those latte joints, why don't you bring your peeler and a bunch of spuds with you, and while everyone else is just tapping away on their laptops, you can be getting some real work done. You know, one other thing that I should point out, the OXO straight swivel is a stainless blade, and these Y ones, at least the cheap ones, are carbon blades, and they're sharper. The only downside is, after you use it, you got to dry it off or it'll rust. Big deal.
Yes, Stein, you say that. So I say, for a lot of people, that stainless steel is the one to go for.
Because the carbon will discolor? Who cares?
I do.
With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Peel me a grape.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
A peeler of strength.
Stein.